kiwiradio.nz. Have you missed us? We've missed you, and Happy New Year, by the way. We are back in action with our weekly showcase of New Zealand music. So let's get started with that. This week we have Trevor, a singer-songwriter that has a project called Young Moon, living in Aotearoa, South Island. So he's going to be joining us first. And also a duo called Midwave Breaks. They're an alt rock band from New Zealand featuring former 8 bandmates, singer Bruce Conlon and drummer Paul Russell. And we will kick off with The Clean, which was a New Zealand indie rock band that was formed in Dunedin in 1978, described as one of the most influential bands at the time that came out of the Flying Nun label and associated with the Dunedin sound. Kicking off the show with that, with a track called Beatnik. It's under 2 minutes. It's the Elvis Presley formula. KiwiRadio.nz. Stick around. KiwiRadio.nz, welcoming to the show, Trevor is on the phone with us right now. Trevor, welcome to KiwiRadio.nz, mate.
Hi, how's it going?
Kia ora, tell us about your EP, which we're going to be showcasing tonight. The EP is called Paraverbal Orchards. Tell us about the first track. Actually, tell us a little bit about yourself to start with.
Yeah, hi. I am obviously not from New Zealand. I moved here in 2020 from California, San Francisco, where I lived for over 25 years.
Nice.
And I was like, so I moved here and to Nelson and found this like giant old empty Masonic temple, and I had all my stuff that I brought with me, and I called the guy, and he let me rent part of it, and I made my studio here, and then started working on this EP, the Paraverbal Orchids, is like, I got the name from like reading Ursula Le Guin, which I've been like obsessed with for the last year, and that's where I got the name for the record, and I don't know, yeah.
Well, we'll check out some of the music. Like, I'm going to play The Orbiting Object. What's this one about?
It's just like a classic, like, made-up love song about poets being in love with other poets and being really into their work and, like, falling in love with them through their work. Yeah, that's what it's about. World.
get so lonely. Either way, I've got nothing to be sad about. I've got all this light inside me. I was down, I was thinking I would call you up. We could talk until the moon went blue. Perfect world, I was searching for a way to make you see that this damn old world ain't broke. What's your name? What song is that you're playing? 'Cause I like you, and I like the way you sing. Let's show this world that we came here again. So lonely. Either way, I've got nothing to be sad about. I've got all this light inside me. What's your name? What song is that you're playing? 'Cause I like you, and I like the way you sing. Let's show this world that we came here again.
Welcome back, KiwiRadio.nz. We have Young Moon on the phone right now, showcasing tunes from Paraverbal Orchards. Welcome back there, Trevor. Great tune. It reminds me a little bit about Blur. Any fan of Blur?
Yeah, I mean... Sure. Nice. I love all like 80s and 90s, yeah, UK pop stuff for sure.
Now, your record is doing pretty well on Bandcamp, youngmoonmusic.bandcamp.com, supported by a plethora of fans there. Nats Los Angeles saying, so happy you made another record. It's really excellent. And yeah, they're just really good. Where do you find these fans? Because you've got quite the following there on Bandcamp.
I mean, that's hard to say. I really feel like there's hardly, I don't have that much of a following, but thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I've been like doing this for a long time. Like I used to have a band called Lazarus that put out a lot of records on the Temporary Residence label in the United States. And I've been a part of like, I don't know. Yeah. I've just been around. I've been touring and playing and making records for a long time. So I think that people just, you know, can count on that I'm going to try and bring my perspective. So hopefully that's what it's about. That's when I think it's good. People latch onto you. They like what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the music speaks for itself. Going to the next track now called Highway Lights. Take it away. What's it about?
It's just like a desert. I grew up on the LA freeway system, so yeah, it's like a desert freeway, California apocalyptic song. Yeah, that's it.
Cool, loving it. Let's check it out right now. Welcoming Trevor to the show. I'm just really enjoying this music, Trevor. I'm glad Yeah, the music really does speak for itself, so I'm glad you're doing well there on Bandcamp. Remember to check it out, youngmoonmusic.bandcamp.com. Now, you've been recording for quite some time, but how with this record, from concept to final recording, tell us a little bit about that journey. Are you doing it all yourself? Are you getting help with other musicians in terms of sessions?
I record mostly myself, and I play almost everything, and I write everything. I have, been recording music for a long time, so I have quite a lot of gear that I work around with. But usually I'll hit up and lean on a few people. In particular, this record and the record I have coming out next year, LP, coming out in the States, is all done with my friend Jeff Mahler, who's, my buddy, and, we're just, musical. I don't know, we just get in a room, and we're like, yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard for us. So he usually played all the real drums, and I usually get him to play bass because although I am a good bass player, he's way better
and yes.
more lyrical than I am. So that's basically how I did it. I would bounce ideas off of him, and he's not a drummer, but I think the best drummers a lot of times, and I hope I don't offend anybody by saying this, I think the best drummers sometimes are not drummers, and they just, they listen more sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll get myself in trouble for saying that, but, you know.
I totally understand. The best drummers kind of have some sort of human swing behind them, and it's not always perfect. I mean, some of the Beatles records, if you really examine them, especially the early stuff, it's not perfect. Yeah. And I guess that's what separates the soul, being a human drummer, to say, just putting a drum machine on or something.
I mean, I love drum machines, too. Don't get
yes,
me wrong.
Yes, I did, too. Depends.
But, but even when I do drum machine, I will play it as a drum almost.
Yes.
I play the beats with my finger and in real time a lot of times, and I'll do it like that. And I build the beat that way, one drum at a time, because I like that feeling. I'll play things through amps a lot of times.
Mm.
I mean, that's a big thing. I'm not one of those people that makes records in an app or something. That's cool. I think that's amazing. That's just not me. I like to put things through amps, and I like them to be loud.
Yes.
I put microphones. That's just the way I know how to do things. But, yeah.
No, that's
cool.
I think
it creates a vibe and a space, and you feel like you're in a space. And really, we're all just trying to feel like we're transformed into a different space, I think, through magical creations or whatever. That's what I'm all about.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, look, I've really enjoyed listening to your music tonight. What is on the plans for you this year in terms of your music?
Yeah, so I have a record that's coming out on a label in Chicago called Orindal, which is an amazing label. It's run by this guy, Owen, who did this band, Cassie Atone for the Painfully Alone for years, and now he runs this amazing label. His band's called Advanced Bass now. But yeah, so I'm doing a new record, LP, this year. It should be coming out in the winter here. And I'm planning on trying to do some shows. I have a bunch of buddies in Blenheim that want to be in my band and do some shows. I don't know if you're familiar with that band, Big Scout, but they're from Blenheim, and those guys, I'm trying to get it together to maybe travel around and do some shows with them playing with me as well, the band, and I would really like to do that. So,
cool. Well, sounds like a lot of fun, and one to keep an eye out. I do like that you sort of remind me of early Blur, and that's the first thing that comes to mind, but kind of your own thing as well. And congratulations on the label stuff as well. Sometimes the most amazing music, it really is all about the music. I don't know what else to say, but I can hear it in the composition and everything, and it sounds wonderful. Third and final track is called A Violent Death. Quite the dramatic title there. What's it about?
It's about this conversation I had with a friend once where he just told me that he was going to die a violent death. And And then eventually he did, which is really weird.
Whoa, what?
About that. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to end on a somber note, but yeah, I mean.
Hey, that's what makes a good story. I mean,
he was a filmmaker that I worked with quite a lot. I was an actor in a lot of his films. He was an experimental filmmaker from San Francisco. And like, he would often say to me, like, he would describe these like violent ways of dying and say, like, I'm going to die a violent death. And then eventually, you know, sadly, he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. And he was like a dear friend of mine. But yeah, so it always stuck with me, though, you know, like that conversation, saying that, like, that's something that, you know, it was at the time I didn't think about it as a foreshadow, but obviously it was. So, you know, these things stick with you. And he was a beautiful person, but wow. Yeah.
That is a somber note. It's almost like a, like you say, an early cry for help. Really, or just a traumatic person inside, but some of the most beautiful people are, and oh my goodness. And
he was a profound artist. So, I mean, like, he lived his life as, like, if it was art all the time. So, you know, it kind of just makes sense to me in a weird way that that's how it happened, and that's the kind of things he would throw out there. So,
Wow. Okay. I'm lost for words. Well, I hope the music is a good memoir and things like that. Yeah. And where can we find you online other than Bandcamp?
On Instagram, it's like kind of a confusing name. It's like, I'm not even going to try and say it, but basically it's Young Moon, you know. If you just search for me, like, as Young Moon or Trevor Montgomery, you'll find me, and hopefully you can find out. Links to all the things I've done and been a part of over the years, which are quite a lot. So,
hey, I have to ask, being a musician and things like that, what's sort of the most rewarding things that have happened to you lately with this record? Is it opening doors? What's it doing for you other than the label stuff?
I mean, I have to say that the most rewarding thing about putting out this EP on Bandcamp was like that I'd never done that before.
Yes.
I always worked with record labels, and going through the process of putting it out myself was really like, I had a lot of fear around it, and I had a lot of fear of like being judged and a lot of anxiety. And so working through that, it was like huge for me. It felt really good to just be like, I did this myself. I put myself out there, and I don't know. Yeah, that was huge for me. It felt really good.
The thing I like about Bandcamp is, and I mean, I've been one that's worked with labels and everything like that. It's almost a label in itself, where it's got a team of people pushing the music, because obviously they want to, you know, sell digital records and everything. And, you know, you don't need a glossy album cover to do so on Bandcamp. You know what I mean? It really is about the music. So they'll pick it up based on the songs. And I've talked to some artists where little do they know that they just chuck it up, and then all of a sudden it gets, you know, recommended by the staff. And then that's where it sort of snowballs, you know? And so I think that's where your fans in particular, and, you know, I've put Bandcamp stuff myself, and have had say two reviews or something, and many artists can relate as well. But what I've found is you've got quite a lot of comments, so it's something to celebrate. And I think the music does speak for itself. So congratulations on that.
Thanks, man, and thank you for having me. It's really nice, and I really enjoy like the music community. And the scene in New Zealand, it's really cool, and it's slowly revealing itself to me.
Yeah, we're a big family.
I record bands down here in Nelson, so if you know the bands, you know, like, send them my way. I mean, I love making weird, like, punk records and weird art records, so, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm great
quite...
studio.
You do. Well, you'll have to share some photos. Particularly familiar with Nelson myself, but doing this podcast for the last year and a half, I found that the three main centers happen to be, and they all have different sounds, of course, but they happen to be Auckland, Wellington, and Dunedin. So I'm not sure if it's
of course, yeah, definitely. It's a small city, but, you know, I know there's a lot of weirdos out there, so hopefully they'll find the way here.
Hey, you found another weirdo. Well, we found each other online, so who knows? Maybe I'm an extreme weirdo. Well, I'm actually not.
You're more than welcome. Anytime. Passionate.
Hey, continue doing what you do. I love what you're doing with your music, and we're going to sign off your three-song set with A Violent Death. Thanks for being on the show. Check out Young Moon Music.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Trevor.
Have a great night. Talk to you later.
See ya. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. That is the music by Young Moon, a track called A Violent Death. Speaking of violent death, I have to make a disclosure. If the radio is stuttering tonight, it seems like my main Mac is experiencing a violent death ever since I've updated the operating system. So I'm going to need to look into that in the background. But through the magic of post-production and magic of radio, if you are listening to this on replay, which will be available as an MP3 download later, it will seem like nothing's happened. But yeah, seriously, I'm not sure. Ever since updating, have you had that experience, by the way? And welcome to the show, Midway Breaks.
Hey, Ralph, can you hear me okay?
Have you had computer issues recently, as I've been talking about?
I haven't had any major dramas myself, but I feel for you, man. Technology is always great when it works, and then it pretty much sucks when it doesn't work.
Well, I'm trying to stay professional. I really am.
That's right. No, you're doing a good job. And this is the thing. You can fix it. We know that. It's all good.
Yeah. You know, technology is meant to make make things easier for human beings, but sometimes I feel like maybe I should just go old school and do this on a hamster radio with one microphone and do it that way. Good morning, Vietnam!
Sure, you'd need like a trucker hat and like a clothes hat and stuff, you know?
Now, Midwave Breaks, check him out, midwavebreaks.com, our second guest for this evening, based in Tauranga, right? What is the proper pronunciation of Tauranga? I always say it's Tauranga, but I don't know if it's part of your foot.
So I guess if you think of toe as in the toe on your foot, Tauranga, that would be probably be the way if you're trying to, I guess in very layman's terms, break down how it should be pronounced.
Okay.
You've got to probably T-O-E, and then think of the word wrong, right versus wrong. Toe-ronga.
Yep.
Toe-ronga.
There we go.
But of course, it, you know, Māori spelling, T-A-U, toe-ronga.
And that little te reo lesson was brought to you for free. Check us out, kiwiradio.nz. Kia ora, kia ora. Tēnā koutou. Now, boys, I'm talking to Paul right now, right? where's the other gent? Is he busy kind of tweaking Logic Pro, or what's he doing at the moment?
He does use both, but he'll be tweaking Pro Tools. And in fact, he is probably tweaking Pro Tools. I was there this afternoon. He and I are working on final mix and master of a new
EP. Nice. Hey, you'll be telling us about that too, right? Giving us some exclusives, right?
This is an exclusive. We haven't actually, we've kind of slightly alluded to the fact that there's new music on the way, but we are just kind of going to drop this one just straight out there. We're not doing a big kind of fanfare build up over social media or anything. We're just going to, once it's ready and it's available online, we're just going to drop it out there and people can grab it and have a listen, and it's going to have a few new tracks from us, which is exciting.
Well, ever since Beyonce released an album, like, just like that, through a click of an album, no press, no build-up. I think that's kind of the formula from now on. You just kind of release it when it's ready.
I do love being compared to Beyonce. I can see the similarity.
Yeah, very similar, actually.
Unfortunately, I imagine our followers don't quite amount to the same huge impact of dropping things impromptu as she did. But we'll give it a go anyway.
Speaking of similarities with Beyonce, if Midwave Breaks was, you know, speaking of breaks, breakbeat dances, this is where I'm going with. If you were to have a dance off with Beyonce, who do you think you'd win?
Oh, the hips don't lie. I think it would be Beyonce all the way.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I think everybody knows that, Ralph. That's a clear cut answer there. But I like where you went with breaks and breakbeat. There's something in that. In terms of the name, the place, but, you know, it is part of that story, so well spotted.
Segueing to the first track here, do you think if you were to start dancing on stage that someone would throw a lemonade hand grenade on stage?
I'm not sure if the lemons, I'd be a bit worried if they just grenades, to be honest. I'll give it a go. Behind the tips, I'd be dancing with my eyes.
You're a good sport. Well, let's just play the song, shall we, to start with. It's a 3-song set by the Midwave Breaks. Let's check it out, kiwiradio.nz. We are simulcast tonight on upfm.co.nz, if anyone's listening there. Thanks for tuning in.
Addicted to you.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the sounds of midwavebreaks.com. They've actually got a brand new single called In the Face of All We Know, which will be crescendoing the episode this week. And welcome back, Paul. I just really love your music, actually. I'm quite the fan now. And
That's good to hear.
I'm
glad the music is resonating with you.
Cool. It has. That vocal is just, you know, how is Bono not giving you guys a call? Like, seriously, Bruce has the lungs, right? He's amazing.
He does. And I'm lucky because, you know, I can be sort of overtly a fan of Bruce. You know how it's odd when you're trying to talk up your own stuff. You know, I'm not a singer, so I can objectively say that I think Bruce is fantastic. And essentially, Midway Breaks is a vehicle for Bruce's songwriting.
Yeah, it's just really all about Bruce and Paul's the tech support, really. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I am the muse and the one who offers my 50 cents. And we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Midwave Breaks, if you want to go check them out, they're actually playing in Christchurch 25th of March 2023, which is a Saturday. Hagley Park, Christchurch's biggest free outdoor rock concert. It's going to be great. Villainy's playing, The Feelers. Emma Dilemma, I love her, by the way. Yeah, I do.
I mean, I've heard her music, but I haven't seen her perform live yet, and I've heard great things about her live show, so I'm really interested.
Well, I'm interested how she's going to do that because she plays with a band usually, and Emma Dilemma, I think, is the solo kind of fork of things, and it's basically a very synth-related, right?
She might want to bring the bells and whistles. It's a big outdoor show.
Well, Decades is her band, and if you like Paramore, that's, you know, she usually plays in that. I do love Decades. And I actually saw them before they were Decades and bought their EP thinking I was cool. And here she is. She's still doing it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that was just announced yesterday, that show. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity for us to be on that lineup with these other bands. And, full props for having us on that gig. It's a really cool opportunity.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers for the weather gods. Is it going to be kind of still on regardless of weather? Or what's...
This is the thing. Who knows, eh? There's been a lot of ups and downs with that sort of stuff. And so, we'll throw the call out there for the weather gods. And I don't know, do we do a special dance or something?
I don't know. Well, maybe take a page from Adele when she did a concert here in Auckland. It was honestly like torrential rain. She was slipping all over the stage, but she still went for it. I think some speakers blew and everything. It was like the concert of the end of the world, you know, like speakers falling off, acts slipping.
Right. Yep, it's sort of Armageddon time concert.
I was waiting for UFOs to kind of take some of the backing line and, Well, anyways, I don't know.
Well, I'm up for it. I'm sure there'll be some health and safety blocking.
Now, tell you what, some of the best stage production from the gods that I've ever seen was probably when the Foo Fighters played with Weezer in Auckland. I just remember one part. I'm pretty sure it was the Foo Fighters. One part where they sung a song about rainbows or something, and literally a rainbow came out. Like, I don't know. How did they plan that?
Someone knows someone upstairs.
Yeah.
On cue as well, right? That's right.
Yeah, it was literally on cue. It was like on the song where it began. So I'm hoping you've got that level of...
We don't have any rainbows in our lyrics. I wonder if we have any weather-related... Well, actually, we have hurricanes in our song. So I don't know if we want to wish that one on the people.
Well, I don't know if you want... the next song, by the way, is called Hurricanes and Novocaine. Speaking of weather gods, I don't know if you want hurricanes to start happening once you play this on the set list. So, because a hurricane's not really a fun thing, is it? So, but
we'll be looking for a little bit more settled water.
Educate me though. What is a Novocaine?
It rhymes really well. It's a drug.
Oh, okay, right, there we go.
Yeah. And I guess the reference there is partly it's a great word that rhymes, but also that song is essentially, it's about the ups and downs and uncertainty of life and things that can makes you feel unsettled, or is blown, you know, sort of literally blown around a bit or out of your element, you know. So, you know, what I think is to do that, Mother Nature, do that, drugs, do that. And this was written during the early part of the pandemic.
Right, okay.
Feeling a bit unsettled and questioning the stability of things and where we were at. So the idea of, you know, that time was about sort of reflecting and, you know, sometimes needing to think about old beginnings to find new reference points for the future. And so, yeah, it's not overly deep, but it certainly came out of that time. So it is a fairly recent tune that kind of speaks to that time for us. And yeah, I think they're just quite powerful lyrics as well. It just sort of sings really well, hurricanes and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It rhymes and it makes sense. Yeah, let's check it out, shall we? You're listening to Kiwi Radio on NZ. We've got the lovely Paul on the phone today. Tunes by Midwave Breaks, midwavebreaks.com. I have heard this before as well and just really loving it.
Got it like Jesus got it. And here we go.
You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Check them out. Midwave Breaks there with Hurricane and Novocaine. And I've got some good news on the technical side of things. I've actually figured out, it's stabilizing. I figured out what was going on there, Paul. Whenever you're having technical glitches, like tonight, I always think, what was the latest thing that I've added to the setup? I actually added a third monitor via USB port. And it wasn't, I don't think it's the operating system. I unplugged the monitor and now it's the CPU is stabilizing. So I really shouldn't be a monitor hog.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
It was as simple as that. I actually wanted to be checking my emails in the third monitor and I thought it'd be cool. And I feel like I'd be in a spaceship almost with three monitors. But
yeah, you can multitask.
You can multitask, stuff. But sometimes two is all you need. Just like Midway Breaks, two band members. I love my segues, by the way.
You're on fire.
Yeah, I really think about it. Sometimes people are going, where are you going? I love
you're
the segues.
You'll see. Just hold the phone.
Hold the phone. And I guess,
it was interesting because I was listening to the tune and I'm watching your homepage at kiwiradio.nz.
Yeah.
And you've got the graphics for Hurricanes and Novocaine.
Yeah.
The video while the song is playing. And I'm this is
I think about things, you know, like it's all about the artists that we showcase. And that is a cool music video, by the way. Who filmed that? If you're listening to this audio only, it's a bunch of synchronized swimmers, and it's really cool.
Synchronized swimmers. I'll tell you about because I put that together myself. So that's a self-produced video, and it's all made with a thing called Artgrid, where you can download subscription-based footage from a bunch of different cinematographers and filmmakers. So people use this for making commercials and advertising and all sorts of stuff. And I just found this series of clips on there that kind of suited the mood and the pace of the song.
Yep.
I messed with the pace of it a little bit to make it fit better. And I just love the look and feel of it. It's actually shot in Tel Aviv by an Israeli film company. And it was just one of the myriads of film footage archives of stuff that you can find on these subscription sites, and so it's a very cheap and cheerful way to make a video when you're in a band and you can't afford to have someone come and film. You can imagine the cost of filming something like that.
I know a guy that does all the music videos for the major Sony acts, and that would have cost you $10,000 easy.
Oh, easy. And so the good thing is, you know, this is me sitting in front of the computer for hours on end, just working it out and watching tutorials on how to make music video. But it kind of fits it as well, that it's not just the look and taste of the visuals with the music, but it's the idea, and you won't see this if you're listening on the radio, of course, but it's footage of synchronized swimmers, but a lot of it is shot from underneath the water. So you're seeing a lot of them getting set up for the things that they are doing above the water. There's lots of legs kicking and spinning around and sort of getting themselves prepped. And it's the idea that so much of life happens beneath the surface where things are not seen. And actually it's all that stuff that goes on beneath the surface that enables things to be created, which are quite beautiful and light. So that kind of spoke to me. But so I thought that was kind of cool. And it speaks to the idea of this, you know, things being unsettled but finding purpose and all that stuff. So
Yeah, no, I love that. And the great thing about awesome creatives is they will find a way if they're come across.
Absolutely. I think this is the good thing about, one of the traits of Kiwiana, isn't it, is that we're number 8 wire culture. You know, we figure out ways to do things and we wear a bunch of different hats. And, you know, Midway Breaks is literally myself and Bruce. And so we do everything ourselves. We write the songs, we record the songs, we play most of the instruments, other than when we get some friends in on occasion to do the pieces, and we make all the videos. So, you know, it's a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge. You know, there are worse midlife crises.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, what I want to say is if you work for a Fortune 500 company, it's really important to hire those musicians to join your team because they will think of ways to think outside the box and add something to the team. I remember going for a job interview once, which I ended up working for this company for 7 years. the reason why I got the job is they knew I was like a full-on musician and everything and been struggling doing it for such a long time. And on the interview, they said, so you must have really good persistence. And I'm like, yep, I hear no's and I just keep on going. So speaking of that, with Midwave Breaks, you know, they didn't quite have the 10 grand budget, but, you know, Paul made it work, and now you've got this beautiful piece of visual audio combination and really captures the emotion of the song. So, cool.
Oh, I'm glad you see the time too. It's good.
Final track for today is called In the Face of All We Know. Now, Paul, tell us about what the song is about.
Well, this one is another one that kind of, I think, speaks to the times. It's a pretty recent track. And I guess if you look around at social media and stuff now, we are increasingly polarized in terms of opinions and views. And so this is a bit of a hopeful note to self, really. It's a reminder that life isn't just black and white. You know, there's always an other side to any story, and if we can sort of take time to respect each other's differences, then, you know, there's hope. There's hope for humanity, and I think it's, you know, those things that when we're younger, you think in black and white terms, and you're very tunnel vision, you know, and so as you get older, you realise there's a lot more nuance to grey here, and it's about appreciating those.
Beautiful. Paul, thank you so much for being on the show today. Congratulations on the wonderful music. Hope you're getting ready for Christchurch.
It's and I appreciate you for having me on. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's really been fun speaking with you. And we'll be keeping an eye on Midwave Breaks. Check them out, midwavebreaks.com. Or if you're on Instagram, it's also instagram.com/midwavebreaks, which is where I hit them up. And any final words there, Paul?
No, just thanks again. I hope people are enjoying the music. Come and check us out. We've got some new music on the way. It's great that you showcase Kiwi stuff, and we really appreciate it.
Hey, it's been really fun, and we've got a wonderful community of wonderful and talented Kiwi musicians that need to be celebrated each and every week. So if you're tuned in right now, we do this every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time, both on kiwiradio.nz and upfm.co.nz. Paul, that is the show. We're going to be curtain calling it now with your track. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much, Ralph. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers, mate, and say hi to your other half as well. Tell him he's got an awesome pair of lungs.
I will do.
Okay, cool. Here we go, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. This is the track In the Face of All We Know. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz.
Something just didn't feel right.
And we've just run out of time. Time, the most precious commodity. Thank you so much for listening to KiwiRadio.nz. We are back next Tuesday with a plethora of other artists coming from Aotearoa, including Pariana, which is Maori for Brian, by the way. He's got a new single that he wants to show us. Hexadecimal, one of the most interesting and cool EDM producers coming out of New Zealand, will be joining as well. Madeline Howard, Will Saunders, JT plus Agnostics will be back as well. He'll be a little bit jet-lagged, apparently, doing that. Michael Jervis, Jazz Patterson, and many, 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 many more. So thank you so much for joining us this week. Hope you have a wonderful rest of the evening. And I've been your host, Ralphie. That's the sign off. Oh, there we go. Outro music on the way. Once that outro music kicks in, I can sit back a little bit and go, oh, yeah, we did it. Yeah. That's all, folks. Thanks. Have a good one.